Mayor de Blasio continues to name people to his administration. Today, he announced that Maine Corrections Commissioner Joseph Pont will lead the New York City Department of Correction. De Blasio has been vowing to smooth relations between the community and the justice system. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports that Pont comes with 4 decades of corrections experience and a reputation as a reformer.
Like Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, who's originally from Boston, Mayor de Blasio has once again turned to a New Englander. Joseph Pont is an ex-Marine who started working in corrections as an officer, then a warden, and most recently as commissioner in the state of Maine.
In Maine, I take all emergency calls personally. I won't do that in New York City because I'm sure...
The average inmate population in the city system is nearly 6 times that of the state. But Pont says the issue isn't the size of the system, but rather how it functions.
What you're seeing in corrections across the country, not just here in New York, but in Maine, in Mississippi, in Colorado, is really a debate on how we do our business.
For years, that business relied on strategies like isolation, segregation, and solitary confinement. Pont says those strategies don't necessarily help offenders or the officers who work with them. Ellen Yaroshevsky, who directs the Youth Justice Clinic at Cardozo Law School, says in Maine, Pont demonstrated a fearless approach to reforming officer-inmate relations.
He was very clear that if staff could not adopt to the new systems, that they were no longer going to be there. So it's not as if he's afraid to take on systems that are dysfunctional and that are increasing violence and aggression.
At the city's correction department, Pont says his first move will be to bring staff and the union to the table before he makes any changes. De Blasio appointed 3 other criminal justice leaders. He said they all would be focused on collaboration and reform. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.